Welcome back to Farm Talk here on a hump day Wednesday, and we're going to talk Wednesday markets now with David Spickler, Lighthouse Commodities. And we had a lot of saber rattling from the Russians over the weekend, and that kind of moved things around yesterday. What was the story today, Dave?
Yeah, not a ton of fresh news overall for grains here. Corn is actually attempting to lead stuff higher today, back kind of in the driver's seat. Failed again to punch through its recent highs, and you're back a couple cents off at your highs right now as we're recording this, a half hour or so ahead of the close. Wheat certainly has seemingly a lot of geopolitical risk with the greatly enhanced issues over the weekend with Russia revising its nuclear doctrine in response to the potential of U.S.-based Ukrainian missiles being fired into Russia. That geopolitical risk seems to support wheat. We've gotten a little bit of traction here, but still haven't quite seen the big move. But we like wheat and corn right now, just the combination of things they have going for them. Beans, though, still struggling. Another down day for beans, as you had U.S. dollar again testing its recent highs. You still largely don't have a South American weather issue, and you have a lot of just policy uncertainty as you head into the new administration for beans. So wheat trying to rally on geopolitical news. Corn short-term trend still looks okay, but failed at key support again today. And beans just kind of laggard. Beans still look really, really troubled in the short term here.
Well, and Dave, you mentioned the beans, and it seems like of anything we're looking at, beans are the ones that are kind of swaying in the breeze when it comes to anything to do with the political news here at home. With anytime there's news about the new administration coming in, it feels like the beans are on kind of a roller coaster.
Yeah, beans just in general, beans even without the new policy, potential risks are still massive global balance sheet for soybeans, really favorable South American weather already, some export challenges, struggling to maintain the pace needed to hit exports, and then you add into some of the things around potential increased tariffs, some of the things around potential changes to the renewable fuel standard, and beans just have a lot of bearish news that they've had to absorb right now, and then further compounded by just the drastic rally in the U.S. dollar post-election, which makes them less competitive export-wise. So beans, the fact that they're still holding above their August lows is still fairly impressive, given this amount of bearish news that they've had to absorb here over the last couple weeks.
Well, Dave, if people want to get some more info on markets or talk to you guys out at Lighthouse Commodities, how do they get a hold of you?
You bet, Jamie. The best way is just to give us a shout, 701-516-8025 or lighthousecommodities.com or Lighthouse into any of your social media channels.
David, always a pleasure having you on. Thanks for taking time for us, as always.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye. That's David Spickler. He is from Lighthouse Commodities. He knows his stuff when it comes to these markets, which are just crazy lately. Like you said, beans are just kind of in the breeze a lot of times, and today no exception of that. We did see wheat and corn a little bit stronger today, which is good news. But the soybeans, again, big news is the precip that's going to fall in Brazil, which likely is going to improve the soil moisture there, and that's going to make things a little bit interesting. Dryness will build in the central growing regions, according to reports, though, in the next 6 to 10 days. We're going to see some rain in Argentina, and so all of that put together makes those numbers of those beans just huge, possibly coming out of South America. And, of course, as we talked about the wheat situation with the news that comes out of Russia that came out yesterday more so, didn't see a whole lot today. Did see that there might be some possible peaceful resolution. At least that was one of the stories that we had about the situation in Russia with the long-range missiles that the United States gave the go-ahead, the green light to Ukraine to use. And so with that, that kind of changed things a little bit. Soft wheat exports from the EU are down 31% year over year. And total exports down 8.79 million metric tons. That is down from 12.7 million metric tons last year. That's according to the European Commission. And improved U.S. winter wheat ratings, the highest in years after recent rains, and increased Argentine and Australian exports continuing to weigh on the prices a bit for wheat. Now, managed funds buying an estimated 1,000 Chicago wheat futures yesterday, bringing the estimated net short to 44,000 contracts across all wheat classes. Their short position totals record estimate 200,000 contracts. So some interesting news there. And with the corn, the EIA reporting ethanol production for the week ending November 15th at 1.11 million barrels per day. That is right in line with what the expectations were. Stocks were at 22.563 million barrels. That's above expectations and the highest since late September. And so that's a little interesting tidbit there in the corn market. So a lot of things going on, a lot of news happening. Guy like David Spickler can help sort all that out for you at Lighthouse Commodities, and we thank him for joining us to talk the markets here on Farm Talk. We got more coming your way, so keep her locked in to this edition of Farm Talk.